Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. Everybody, and welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much to every single one of you that takes 15 seconds of your time to go and leave me a rating and review. That's exactly what helps me get this message out there to as many people so that they can lose weight, keep it off, and get the body they dream of. So if you could please take 15 seconds, hit pause, and go leave me a rating and review, that would mean the world to me. And today, I want to say thank you to my review of the week. This is PC1423, or it could be PCL423. I don't know. Either way, they say thank you, Amber, and leave 5 stars. They say your podcast and lives are so inspiring and really hit home with me. I love how you put it all on the table. You are so real and relatable. Thanks. And thank you so much. I so appreciate that. This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. Hello, everybody. So today we are going to talk about keeping the weight off. And this is something that, oh my gosh, have I struggled with. My weight has gone up and down and up and down, and I would work so hard to lose the weight, feel so excited, feel great in my body. I would go and buy new clothes, get photos taken, and then I would promptly put the weight back on, and the new clothes I just bought wouldn't fit. I have gone through this cycle so many times, feeling defeated, feeling overwhelmed, and wondering just quite simply what was wrong with me. I know what it feels like to pull up those pants you just bought and you can't do up the button. It's embarrassing and it sucks. Quickly going from wanting to be in all the photos to avoiding the camera and hoping nobody snaps a quick pic. I know it's so hard, and that was something I struggled with for a really long time. In January of 2017, when I thought, okay, I'm not the heaviest I've ever been, nor am I the lowest, but I'm healthy. But this can't just be it. Like, I should be able to live in a body I love, but I knew I was going to have to do something different. So I set on a quest to lose a little bit of weight one more time with the hopes that I could keep it off for the long haul. All right, so here's the thing. I started to get to this place where I was like, oh my gosh, I love my body. I love how I look. I felt light. I felt free. I felt excited. But on the other side of that was a lot of fear, because I had had that light, excited, free feeling before. I had loved putting on my clothes. I loved looking in the mirror. And then it was like the rug got pulled out from under me, and those feelings quickly went away as the weight gain started. And so I knew as I came to my goal weight last year that I was going to have to do something radically different if I wanted radically different results. So let's dive in and let's talk about 3 things that I've really paid attention to be able to keep this weight loss for over a year now. So the first thing that was really different was reversing. And what do I mean by reversing? It was reverse dieting. And I call it more of a recovery diet than a reverse, but let me tell you about what that means. So any other diet I had ever gone on in my life, once I hit my goal weight, I would think, great, now I can eat whatever I want. So that would mean all of a sudden, if I'd been restricting cookies for months, it would be all the cookies. If I hadn't had pizza in a while, I'd eat a large pizza. And you know what happens when you've been restricting for a long time and then you eat everything in sight? Hey, guess what? You put all the weight right back on. And I knew that wasn't what I wanted. So a recovery diet meant, I worked with a dietitian, and she helped me to increase my calories by 100 to 200 calories every couple of weeks until my body stabilized at that new level, and then I would add more in. And I know it's a lot of work, and it's not fun and easy to, once you hit your goal weight, then just can't have whatever you want. It's a brand new way of thinking about weight maintenance and weight management after you hit your goal weight, because the truth is, guys, if we just go back to doing what we've always done, we're going to get the results we've always gotten. And the results I always got were not something I wanted. And so I did reverse out of it. And over time, I started adding in occasional more treats. The occasional treat was never what got me. It was the huge, massive treats or the constant treats were that what got to be the problem. The second thing I really had to focus on was, why was I going to keep this? Why was I going to keep it for the long haul? And initially, usually in my weight loss, I had an initial why I wanted to change. It was usually something like I was feeling really gross in my body and overwhelmed. I was just feeling sluggish and slow and tired. And I had that huge pain point that made me want to do something different. But I had to get really clear and not forget that pain point, because it's when it's really painful. Okay, we don't forget it then, but we do forget the really painful times once things get good. And so I had to write it out for myself and get really crystal clear on what that felt like. And I wanted a couple of those pain points to be able to be in my memory. And so other pain points included buying clothes and have them not fit anymore, or being embarrassed to wear in a bikini, or be embarrassed to get in photos, or just not feel like I wanted to be present with my partner because I was afraid of how I looked. And then I wanted to remember not only the why pain points, but the why pleasure points. Like, why was I making these changes? And a why pleasure point was because I wanted to have energy and vitality and feel excited in my skin. And I wanted that most of the time. So that was a why pleasure point that came with maintaining my weight. Another why pleasure point is just really simple. Like, I wanted to go into clothing stores and love shopping. I wanted to put on clothes and feel great. And so it was really getting clear on not only what do I don't want, but what do I want, and constantly reminding myself of these things. Because it's like, oh, I bet you're thinking, I'll remember, Amber. Right now it's painful. I know, but that pain will wear off, and we have to be able to really dig into why to continuously make this change. Because keeping weight off for the long haul isn't a one and done, just like showering. If you want to be clean, you have to shower. If you want to stay clean, you have to shower repeatedly. Some people shower every day, some people shower multiple times a week. But if you don't clean yourself, you don't stay clean. And I mean, come on, guys, we all know this about hygiene. We don't argue. We're not like, hey, I showered once 15 years ago, I'm still clean. It doesn't work like that. So why do we think that about weight loss, that, hey, I lost weight, I ate one salad, ta-da, now I should be able to keep it off? It doesn't work like that. It also doesn't work like that for motivation. Just because you remembered something once that was motivating doesn't mean that motivation is going to last forever. You have to repeatedly motivate yourself if you want it to stay around. So repeatedly remembering those pain points, those pleasure points, to keep yourself on the track you want to be on. And the last thing I'm going to talk about today, guys, is I've already kind of talked about in this podcast, but you have to continue doing whatever you did to get to the weight that you've now gotten, that you're now at, by mostly eating lean meats, by mostly eating lots of vegetables, lots of plants. If you've really cut back on the processed foods and that has gotten you the body that you have now, don't stop doing it. I know, it's hard. We want to go back to the old ways. But if we think of the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, come on, guys, if we want to go back to the way we were before, we're going to get the same result. So if you want a different result, you have to do something radically different. And that used to frustrate me, because I really thought that people that were thin got to eat whatever they wanted. To my surprise, most people who are thin do not eat whatever they want. There is some consciousness about what they're doing, and there's some mindfulness. And so, I used to protest, well, no one I know eats the way that I have to eat now. But if I looked at who I was surrounding myself with, nobody that I knew actually lived in the body that I wanted. Nobody I knew actually had the energy and the vitality that I wanted. Nobody knew felt as confident in their skin as I wanted. And so I had to look at some of those excuses that were like, well, nobody I know measures their food, or nobody I know has to eat a lot of vegetables and lean meats. Everybody I know can eat a pizza whenever they want. And I had to get really clear about this thinking and how the excuses were playing in, and get really clear about if I wanted to keep this. Because if I wanted to keep it, I could not go back to doing what I always did. And so thinking about these three things, the reverse dieting once I hit my goal weight, that recovery diet I talked about at the beginning, figuring out my pain and pleasure points about why I wanted to maintain my weight for the long haul. And literally, like, posting those everywhere, screensaver on my phone, as passwords, other places like my nightstand, my mirror, just putting them everywhere so that I was on track. And then really getting clear on not doing what I did before to get those old results and continuing on with what I was doing to actually get the weight loss. So those are my top three tips for keeping the weight off. I hope this is helpful, and I'll talk to you all soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions, so please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.